Right. So we are moving into qualitative. From quantitative, we are into qualitative survey. This method is attempt to explore customer or staff attitudes and motivation for which the answers cannot be predicted. So we are learning about this. Provide insight and observation, not necessarily representative of the marketplace as a whole. The qualitative, it includes what? Observation research, what has been observed, with a disclaimer attached to it. Personal interviews and focus group. You have identified specific type of a group. There would be question into that. So some more slides here. Method, observation research in qualitative description, watching the behavior of the customer, listening to their comments and complaint, and other such activities are example. What they said, I did not enjoy this, I wasn't happy with your service, you did not share me this particular information. This is the response as an observation research. What is the advantage? Not permission or consent based. You are just asking randomly. Does not disturb the respondent, and low cost when done on site. Another advantage is data can be quickly obtained, which is positive, very much readily available. Information is gathered as it is happening. So nothing can be said, yes, it has been obtained. As it happened to someone, someone experienced it, so someone is sharing the qualitative outcome of the experience, what happened. Disadvantage, no chance to ask question or probe. So what step you would like to take? If you weren't happy, cannot ask this type of questions. Indirectly, generally, if something, some sort of unhappiness or any such negative impacts are shown, basically what a questioner would put before the client is, we are sorry to hear that, and that's it. So that's a disadvantage, because you cannot do a probe, who did it, because that's not a survey, you're not investigating. You just take a feedback, and on the basis of that, you will do your research. Indirectly obtain information, not from the source itself. Information may be incomplete, because randomly if you ask and does this type of a qualitative technique, then answers may not also be correct. It is just randomly given. No clue about aspect like motivation, past behavior, and future plan, etc. So this is a great disadvantage of qualitative technique. Another qualitative technique is personal interview. Face-to-face interaction with the respondent. It could be with customer, competitors, customer, etc. This is what you do as a personal interview. What is advantage? High response. Respondent may be observed. Interviews help to explain meaning of questions. Open-ended may be used. Not how many times do you travel, where did you travel? How many times, simple answer, close-ended question? 3 times. Where did you travel in last 2 years? Oh, I traveled to Thailand, I traveled to Singapore, and I traveled to Turkey. 3 places, but named it, open-ended question. Likewise, answers may be pre-coded field by expert interviewers. So you can always say certain pre-coded term. Say why for yes and for no, some sort of things like that. It's bias, it's a disadvantage. And personal question poorly answered, what is your age, may not be correctly said. Well, that doesn't concern. You fall in which age group? Some may hesitate to share or find it embarrassing, or may not necessarily be happy to share that. It is getting the respondent not easy, involving high cost, not visible in remote places, not available, not viable. Yes, if you want to take a survey of farmers who are in the remote villages of our country, then you are not able to reach them because they are in remote places. And likewise, people tend to tell you what you want to hear. I will write that, which is not a correct answer to the question. You want to say I was happy? I will say, because you are asking me, and I know you because you are asking me this question. It will benefit for you. So that is what you want, I'll answer. You want to say yes, for you, I will say yes, though I feel I must say no. Moving further, quantitative technique used for focus group, organize discussion session with small group, customers and non-customer to discuss perception, ideas, problem, etc. This is the description of focus group. You have spoken to an organized discussion where you invite group to talk to you. Same as above, plus able to draw out responses, advantage, more relaxing and less intimidating than one-to-one interviews, because this is focus group, so the response possibly is relaxing because jointly they would say on certain thing. Ideas and problem areas can be fully explored. More honest response as compared to one-to-one interview. Yes, this is specially for focus. Disadvantage, difficult to arrange. You can't find people coming at one go, at one place to answer your question. Some may be disappearing in that focus group. Focus groups are expensive. To call them, you need to possibly give a treat to them. Maybe you offer them a lunch or possibly something. So that is an expensive affair to call for a qualitative technique used for focus group. Require a large commitment of time and effort by respondents, and require expert facilitator to set up focus group. What population of focus group are you going to pick up? How you are going to gather them? What will be the amount of expenses that will incur to get some specific research result from that group? And last point is, some individual can dominate in putting up their opinion. This happens very often, that certain people want to dominate the discussion and put their own thought as an outcome of that focus group, which may not necessarily be correct. Especially the one who like to bully the group will take the lead, not necessarily reflecting the views of a specific group. We move further. Research primary refers to primary data. It requires gathering of primary data, which was not available earlier from any other secondary source. I mentioned two types of research, primary and secondary. Most of us do secondary research because most research work is being carried out unless you specifically explore certain thing where you start as a primary research. For example, survey commissioned by one airline service provide to have insight about customer satisfaction level regarding its services and is compared to its competitor on the same route would be primary data, because you are speaking to your own, which was not earlier available. A survey or a primary research done on time performance, you already have second data or research done in the previous month, previous year. You are doing further research on how did this function in July. So that's a secondary research. Secondary research is information gathered already. Some work has already been done. All published source, including government statistics, trade association, like you quote data from government, UNWTO, barometer, you look at number of arrival, receipt, expenditure taken from various data which is posted already. So that is a research already done. You pick up from there and just you give credit source from where obtained. So your research is a secondary research. Market surveys already present. So that is a secondary data that you work. Using secondary data is easiest and cost-effective method to obtain information. So Omnibus refers to large market research companies collect their own data from survey samples and sell it to a range of customers. Yes, even UNWTO publishes their data, but it is available only to the member. If you like to buy, you have to pay a huge sum. Any research work, whether from PATA or from World Travel and Tourism Council, UNWTO, non-members have to pay because members pay heavy fee for joining, so they get this as their right to obtain data. Others would need to pay. So that's called Omnibus. These are the potentially open to all users. Such surveys are cost-effective for companies which look for answers to four or five key questions compared to collecting entire data themselves. Okay, syndicated data refers to surveys serve much the same purpose as omnibus surveys, but are usually commissioned by group of clients on a cost-sharing basis. The surveys is conducted by research firm at specific time, stated intervals on any number of topics selected by the research firm. So this is a different of syndicated and omnibus surveys. Much the same, but are usually commissioned by a group of clients on a cost-sharing basis. So the research work of number of tourist arrival in, say, Thailand, various people, tour operator, travel agent would put their head together and would appoint a syndicated company or a group of survey conductor to do for them, where the cost, if it is 5,000, it is shared between three or four or five of them. So each one contribute 1,000 rupees for that survey, $1,000, I mean. The survey is conducted by research firm, like we have got various names in the market, especially KPMG. These are the names those who do market research from various international perspectives, various chartered accountancy firm, Coopers and Lybrand is one name coming to my mind at this moment. And I mentioned about KPMG. These are few very internationally recognized names doing surveys on basis of syndicated survey. It is mainly based on the client request. Surveys results are made available to all clients who are contributing and asking for that report on subscription basis. And occupancy study, the third marketing research. Information collection about occupancy related details and statistics gathered periodically. What is the hotel rate occupancy in Mumbai for 5-star, 4-star, and 3-star done from time to time to be submitted to municipality, Bombay municipality, or for example, Ministry of Tourism as a database. So that is an occupancy study of a hotel. Many hotels were earlier displaying on a signboard our occupancy, today is 85%. Yesterday they would again show. The whole month we had 73% occupancy, which is fairly good. But it has slowly been disappearing because it shows positivity or negativity to the guests who are staying there. So that is now done, but not advertised or published. For example, these are some names: Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Association of India. They study on Indian hotels. Okay. Other methods used are toolkit, desk research, secondary source, secondary research, example, information related to sales, data related to booking on periodic basis, by type of customer, type of product, in-house available data, such as visitor, basically on the booking form. So you can call it a toolkit data. Government publication, information from the trade association, and publish information in newspaper and magazine. So these example of indicative resource to be used as an example, the method used is desk research, which means secondary source. And the exploratory research, which is a qualitative research, indicative resource to be used. In example, organized marketing intelligence, which is available, such as feedback from the employee or staff, sales force reports, attendance of professional events such as exhibition, how many footfall happen, research onto that from indicative resources, focus group discussion, observation, studies of visitors' behavior using cameras, electronic beam, or trained observers. So all these are indicative resources to be used. Examples are experiments with systematic analysis and monitoring of the result. We go further and understand quantitative research in syndicated research. Example can be picked up of omnibus questions asked to be targeted in respondent, so done on the request on the demand for some specific need, whereas syndicated is a survey including audits. I mentioned you few names. We are coming to qualitative research, which is ad hoc from time to time, and indicative research to be used is an example. You can see study related to travel and tourism behavior. If an airline wants to launch new flight, if a tourism would like to enter, some tourism board would like to exhibit, all that they would take benefit of this toolkit research and indicative research. How many passengers travel from India to, say, Azerbaijan, and how did they travel? There were no direct flight, so possibly a need for a direct flight, and possibly there were 5,000 passengers that traveled in a month, so fairly good load for a 3-time weekly flight. Outcome of this research ad hoc report will tell you in putting up your marketing research and strategies in place. Media usage and impact studies such as advertising and other media use, customer satisfaction, distribution studies, and types of distribution channel use, all will be used in future. That is the outcome of the qualitative research, which is on ad hoc basis. Now, last topic is the problem of conducting a market research through an agency. You hire someone to do a research work for you. What are the problems in marketing are always complex in nature. They have to understand what are the problems as a key stage and initial task of any research company. With a properly described research brief or the problem, the clients are approaching research companies, agencies to undertake marketing research tasks. So requirement, client side, defining what are they facing as a problem. They will say, this is our problem. We are not able to increase our sale. Research, what is the problem of our hotel? Why do people don't come up positively? Find out. And they would put up in a survey in the research and come up with an answer to that. Mention use of expected result. What would be the expected result from that survey? Mention indicative time frame or duration for the completion of the study or survey. Any specific survey for launching a specific flight, launching a destination into a new country, you have to look into a specific time period. You cannot do a research work for a longer time and result will be of no use. So time frame is set up if it's given to an agency, indicate budget for such studies, how much money or survey has to be paid. And requirement, the survey agency is needed to do this type of market research and define the problem, indicate the methodology for the said study, what methodology they would use. Survey has to achieve the desired research objective, not the result, but the objective, what you like to focus on. Mention the indicative report structure and requirement again indicate the team size, how many people would be put on ground, how many people would be interviewing, what is the modus operandi that they would have to conduct the research. For travel and tourism, mostly focusing on what is their qualification and experience in doing surveys, indicate relevant experience in undertaking similar studies, surveys, by providing reference of the previous studies and other client. I think with this detailed talk on the research work, I conclude today's unit. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening to me. You have a wonderful day ahead. Thank you.